Thursday is the West Plains R7 update, and that's the case today. And looky here, it looks a lot like last week, doesn't it? Because we've got the West Plains Zizzer volleyball team in the studio, the seniors, and their coach, Haley Beasley. And they are marching right on and marching to Georgia, but they are marching on in the state playoffs in the first round against the defending state champion on Saturday. Haley Beasley over here to my left, along with her seniors, and Brianna Link from West Plains Schools. You'd already, I didn't realize before you played Cape Girardeau Notre Dame the other day, you'd already played them this year.
Yes, we played them back in September at Notre Dame Cape, and we lost 3-1. So we were super excited to get the chance to play them again and got to sweep them in the finals.
Some people are like, oh, don't want to play them. They beat us. A competitor wants to play someone that beat you, right?
Definitely. There's definitely some motivation to beat them, and also we were given the 4 seed, so I think just lots of extra motivation to come out and show them what we're capable of.
Are you much better now than you were then?
I think we are a lot better together. So we've just grown so much together and worked a lot of things out, and we're really united and playing great ball right now.
1 o'clock Saturday at West Plains High School. Tickets for this, you cannot get them at the door. You got to get them online through Misha, right?
Yes, you have to get them online. There's a link on West Plains School page and on the Zizzer Volleyball page too. And they're $10, but you have to get them. You cannot pay at the door. You have to have them online.
Okay, so you got to get them online, and that's all there is to that. Now you'll play the defending state champions on Saturday. And if you got... What's the old say, be the man you got to beat? We'll just change it a little bit and say, to be the team, you got to beat the team. And they're the team, aren't they?
Yes, yes. And we're ready.
So tell us who you have in the studio with us. Start with this one right here to your immediate right.
I have Lucy Hafer here.
Lucy was in here. She is part of the group that was in here last week. So when I was talking about beating someone that has beaten you, I thought, Lucy probably can identify with that. Was it more fun to win that because they'd beaten you already?
Yeah, that kind of added to it. But it was just more of the kind of the difference in our own team. Like when we played them first, and then you look at the game that we just beat them in three, it's just two different teams. And so having that, you could feel that difference. And so I think that's what made it so much more fun. And we were just able to play freely and play lightly and like have fun while winning.
So. Yeah, and this is all these seniors that are in the studio. You guys have won, I think we mentioned this last week, so many matches over the past few seasons. You probably, confidence isn't really that, especially in your senior year. You guys are pretty much locked in, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
All right, that's some good stuff right there. Lucy, thank you very much. Coach, introduce our next senior if you would.
Okay, next I have Cameron Brill.
All right. Cameron, thank you for coming in today. You weren't part of this last week, were you?
Yeah.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was
you? I don't know.
No, I was not here last week.
Now I'm losing it to begin with. That didn't help there for about a split second. Tell us a little bit about, we didn't have a chance to talk to you last week. Now in your senior year, like I said, you won a lot of matches. What has been the most fun about playing volleyball at West Plains High School?
I think just the seniors and our group, we're in a competitive part of our program, and just coming into practice every day with the depth that we have, it's just been really special to just have such a good senior year and be so far in playoffs.
Not a lot of players, athletes, get a chance to play on real good teams, winning teams. It must be fun just to pile them up one after the other. 27 now?
Yeah.
That's got to be a lot of fun, Cameron.
Yeah, it is just so special, and just so special to the seniors. We've been working countless hours, all four of us, and so it's just so special.
Cameron Brill, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, Coach, who else do we have? Player number three will be.
Next, we have Miley Adams.
I remember her. Miley, good morning. Tell me what the first thing you thought when the last point was scored the other day.
I think I was just really excited because I knew that we still have so much ahead of us, and I was just excited to play again.
Yeah, and you overcame one thing. You overcame a team that beat you earlier, and now you get to play the state champions, defending state champions. How exciting is that?
It's really exciting. I'm glad that we're playing a challenging team, so whenever we win, it's that much more special.
All right. Tell us again what you're going to do once. Do you want to play volleyball after high school or what?
No, I'm going to do track in college.
Track? What's your event?
Long and triple jump.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on a great season, and good luck on Saturday. Who else do we have, Coach?
Next, we have Libby Welch.
Libby Welch, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So, Senior season, tell us what your fondest memory is going to be. Well, I guess we don't know just yet. It could be something pretty big. But so far,
I think so far, just like winning the district championship, because that was so big for us, and just like the feelings of joy and just like us being a team was just amazing. And it was so much fun, and I will never forget it.
You took a 3-hour bus ride to beat them. They got out of bed and just walked over to the gym. That had, was it tough to make that long trip and play?
I think that it is tiring, but I think we do a great job of just pushing through and working hard no matter how tired we are or how hungry or just whatever we are like lacking. I feel like we are a great team at like adjusting to stuff like that, and we play through it and do a great job.
Thank you very much for coming, and congratulations on a great season and a very good career. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And our final senior is
Ella Orr.
Ella Orr, I remember Ella was here last week. What were your first thoughts when you won that match the other day?
I think I was just proud of every single person on the team. Like Libby said, or someone before said, we put so many hours into this program, and I think it was just our hard work paying off, and every single person did something for our team that night, no matter what your role was. And so I think I was just proud of everyone for working hard and getting to that point.
I bet you weren't the only one, but I bet you had a smile Ajax wouldn't take off after that last point was scored the other day, huh?
Yes.
Really exciting stuff. And it's got to be exciting to play the team that won it last year. If you're going to be a state champion, this is a good way to go about it, right?
Yes.
So, well, congratulations on a great year. Thank you so much for coming back again today. Haley, I was getting ready to say that before we wrap up that we're playing at West Plains High School. And some people have said, oh, it's too bad we can't play at Civic Center. I said, no, you don't want that. You want to play at the high. That's going to be so loud and so nuts. And the more loud and the more nuts you can make it, the better, right?
For sure. We definitely are super excited to play at home in our own gym. And the environment's going to be super fun.
That's what it's all about. Get your tickets online through the Misha website. Haley Beasley, thank you. And thank you to your five seniors for coming in today. And we wish you all the very best of luck on Saturday. And we'll have that here on KDY at 1 o'clock, right?
Yes, 1 o'clock.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. We'll wish the Lady Scissors the best of luck. We got a lot of area teams that are still playing tonight. Liberty and Kabul will play at home in the first round of state, plus Winona will also be playing tonight. So best of luck to all our area volleyball teams. Thanks to the West Plains R7 personnel here in the update for today. And coming up, some news headlines in just a bit on KDY.